Face to Face by Christy M. King. I used to look at the Old Testament in sort of the same way I looked at fairy tales, neat stories that didn't really mean much to me. Separated by thousands of years of history, they seemed out of my grasp. However, my seminary teacher loved the Old Testament, and his enthusiasm and humble testimony began to instill in me a greater reverence for these scriptures. One night as I was reading, I came across this scripture. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. I read these words and thought little of it. The Lord spoke to Moses. Of course he did. It was only natural that the Lord would appear personally to one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. Then I prayed, and I started to think about that scripture. I knew Heavenly Father wouldn't appear to me that night, but maybe I should try to speak to him as a man speaketh to his friend. It was then that I felt his love envelop me. As I prayed, I restated what I had read in the scriptures. Moses spoke to thee face to face, just like a friend. I stopped. I said it again and then again. Then it hit me. The realization was so profound, yet so simple. Moses saw God face to face. Suddenly the days of the Old Testament weren't so distant, and I realized that Moses was a mortal just like me. The scriptures came to life in my mind. I simply knew that Moses had actually lived and breathed, that he too had experienced challenges and struggled with lack of confidence. Yet he talked to the Messiah, the Jehovah of Israel, his Lord and Redeemer, my Lord and Redeemer, in the same manner that I spoke to my own earthly father. Heavenly Father, I prayed again, I want this more than anything else. I want to return to thee. I closed my prayer and crawled into bed, feeling his love more tangibly than I had ever before in my life. End of Face to Face by Christy M. King. Everyday Heroes.